News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for update from the Downtown Bryan Association since we are now in the first week of March and Sandy Ferris is here. I heard Ben Hardiman at this week's City Council meeting, who's also on your board. It's kind of unusual that the City Council actually meets the same week as First Friday, but that's the way February ended up and how March started. So
Right. It's
another opportunity, have another nice evening ahead for the weather. So what's happening on First Friday?
It's going to be a beautiful evening, and we have more musicians, I think, this month than we've had in a while. More of the street musicians will be there. We've got the Aggieland Orchestra will be playing at the Palace around 7 or so. We've got some Bryan ISD groups coming in before that. Actually, we've got Bryan ISD groups at Sail Park and at the Palace this time. Then a band called Calliope Musicals will be at the Palace at 8 o'clock. The BCS Zoigle, which is a new, I don't know how best to describe it. It's like a community brewing operation that is popular in Germany. And so a guy named Steven has started this BCS Zoigle, and it is directly behind Square One, just off of William Joel Bryan. So if you are intrigued by that, want to know what that's all about, they just poured a great new patio area back there. So Stephen will be there this evening to help educate people about what a Zoigle is. So it's going to be a great night. Lots of things to do, lots of things to see, of course. And, you know, we've got a great downtown, and we don't draw boundary lines. I think downtown Bryan is this community's downtown. So we welcome people from College Station as well.
Or anywhere else.
Or anywhere else for that matter. We do have folks that come in from the Brazos Valley routinely for First Friday, so it's a lot of fun. If you have not been, I say this every time I'm here, if you haven't been to downtown in a while or haven't made a First Friday, this would be a great one to come to.
There's been some publicity in recent weeks, and we'll dive into what the main reason for that is in a little bit. But suffice to say, you've had representatives of other downtown and other city organizations visit. I'm wondering if they're coming around on First Friday.
Actually, the group that was here from Temple earlier in the week, several of them said that they will be back tonight. They are looking at starting something similar in their community, so they wanted to come actually experience one. Earlier in the month, we had a group from San Angelo, and the revitalization of downtown Bryan has been ongoing for the last 10 to 12 years now. But as we increase the number of activities and events, and just we're raising the profile of downtown around the state, so it is attracting attention from other cities. And as I told that group from Temple, I can't imagine that there's any city in the state of Texas or the country, for that matter, that would not want their downtown to come back to life like downtown Bryan has. It's certainly an asset for the city and for this community.
Visiting with Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, in addition to First Friday, I'm still a bit shocked to hear that there's still even a ticket or two remaining for Shake's Beer that's taking place.
Yes, as of today, we have 21 tickets left. We have to cap that number of tickets for that event. A group of New York actors from the Shakespearean Exchange in New York City are coming. They came last year. We had a sold-out event last year, and they loved it so much, they're coming back. And basically, they're going to have a week-long residency in Bryan. And the first event that they will do is Shake's Beer, which is slightly a misnomer because it's not all about beer, but it's a fun play on words. It's essentially a pub crawl in downtown Bryan. I've got six restaurants and bars who are participating. And for the ticket, you get an upfront seat to the mayhem that may break out on the pub crawl. It's really fun. The actors are dressed in just normal street clothes, and you stop at the location, and you're enjoying the drink that came with your ticket, and then suddenly a scene from one of Shakespeare's plays will break out. And it may be something from Hamlet, it might be from Romeo and Juliet, or any of the other plays that he wrote. And last year, I know there was some jumping on tables and standing on the bars from the actors, and people just had a really great time. So if you're interested at all in that activity, I would recommend you get your ticket today. It's $40, and that entitles you to a front row seat to everything that's happening in those six locations. And then following that, that's on Saturday, March 18th, starts at 3 o'clock. Following that, the next week, after spring break, Bryan High School's theater students are going to get to interact with these actors. Their actors have connected with the theater arts department there, and they're going to be doing some basic like workshops for the students there. So I think that's going to be a great experience that the high school students will get to actually meet real live actors and interact with them. And then at Texas A&M, about the middle of the week, they're going to be presenting Much Ado About Nothing for two nights. So all of that information is on our website to see what all is happening. But again, last year it sold out in 24 hours. It's been a little bit slower. However, we are nearing sold out status at this point. So.
And then as we talk about each month, there is not a month, and it's almost to the point now there is not a week that goes by without something happening.
Yeah, we are coming out of our what we call our slow time, which really isn't, because January and February we're planning for the rest of the year. But we are kicking off our busy time of the year after First Friday this month in April. April's First Friday is going to be hugely busy because it coincides with the Downtown Street and Art Fair that Saturday, which is A&M's family weekend. And in addition to that, the College Station Noon Lions Club is hosting their jazz festival at the Palace Theater that same day, which actually kicks off on First Friday on the 7th. So that's going to be a busy weekend downtown. May, of course, has First Friday Sip and Shop. June, we will kick off our successful summer sunset concert series. Every Thursday night in June, there will be a concert. And on through the summer. One of the things that we'll be promoting, one of the things that I asked for in that funding request recently of the city council, was some additional marketing money for outer market advertising to help bring people in, not just to come to an event, but to think of downtown Bryan as a weekend destination. There are so many things to do, not just in downtown, but in the community. They can come down and spend the night in a hotel in Bryan and spend every day of the weekend doing something. So that's what we're going to be pushing, is just general destination marketing for downtown.
And in addition to that, we'll just finish up with the additional portions of the funding request that the city council approved this week, at least through the end of the city's business year, regarding having the additional staff and then also having the people available to get things cleaned up before and after you have events.
Yes. Yeah, we've, in 3.5 years, we have almost, well, we've more than doubled the number of events that we do. And with our small staff, it, full-time we had 3 people. We're down 1 right now. But the 3 of us, we're the ones that turn the lights on and turn the lights off when an event is completed. So there is a lot of time outside of the office putting on these events. We love what we do, but we need additional feet on the ground for these events. We do have volunteers, but you can never have too many volunteers. So the biggest portion of what I asked for was is going to go for hiring more people. Additional money, like I said, for outer market advertising. We need a little extra to for these hard cost of events that we have. We're very committed to having free events for the community. We think that that increases the quality of life, and it's very important for a community to have that asset. So of the 33 events we do every year, 28 are free, but we've got costs for that. So every time we hire a band, we've got to have the sound and all of those things. So that was a little bit of the money that I asked for. And then finally, as our events have grown, and of course, Bryan geographically is a large area, so city staff has all they can handle with, you know, keeping everything clean and neat. And so we figured we're the ones that are down there every day, every week, and it would make sense for us to actually oversee a crew that takes care of downtown only. I believe, and I know I'm biased, but I believe that downtown Bryan is probably the best asset we have in the city as far as tourism goes. So I think it's extremely important to keep it looking good. So in the short term, we had yesterday a crew from Brazos County inmates came and did a great job cleaning up for this First Friday. So we're going to be looking at how we're going to execute that plan. But my commitment is to make downtown look as clean as what I saw on the streets of Chicago in July when we went to a theater conference there. I was amazed at how clean and beautiful those streets were. And when you I know they've got a lot of resources, but if you can keep a street downtown like Chicago clean, why can't we keep downtown Bryan clean?
Although I suppose Mayor Emanuel might disagree about having
probably.
Resources.
Yeah, probably.
And the other thing I want to ask regarding the funding, in addition to everything that's received from the city, obviously this is not only benefiting the city as a whole, but you have businesses in the downtown Bryan area that are benefiting as well. And so what's their portion of the pie, and how are they contributing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have memberships that are available for our organization. That's not a big part of revenue for us. We are not in the business to make money. We are not a nonprofit in the truest sense of the word. So, yes, of course, the goal is to have these activities to benefit the downtown merchants. And we hope that that is a byproduct of what we're doing. But again, I think in addition to the economic benefits to the merchants, it is a tangible benefit for quality of life. Again, I know that's just a phrase that keeps being thrown out, but
it is. As much as parks are part of it, as much as public safety is part of the equation as well, those who support downtown Bryan believe that should be part of the equation as well.
Exactly. It truly does benefit the community. You know, I routinely hear about when Texas A&M is bringing professors in and trying to get them hired here at the university, and those people have families and they're looking around, and for them, how many things are in that community to benefit their quality of life, and are there things for them to do? Are there free activities for them to do? So I think it's just one piece of a bigger picture of our community and what's good for the community.
A reminder of how to find the Downtown Bryan Association online.
We just launched a new website, actually, a couple of weeks ago. Haven't announced it, but it still has the same URL. It's downtownbryan.com, but we launched that. We're still tweaking it a little bit, but that's where you find the information. We have a strong Facebook presence, not only for Historic Downtown Bryan, but for all of the events that we do. So there are plenty of places to find, or you can just pick up the phone and call us.
And again, first Friday this evening, hope to see everyone down.
Yes, please do. Remember that there's parking in the garage at 27th and Texas, and it should be a great evening.
Sandy Ferris, Downtown Bryan Association, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.